Rock Station is 680 WRKO. Good morning, everybody. John DePietro on the Scoop Friday. Big weekend ahead. I like Easter. No gifts. Usually people aren't stressed. Signals that spring, in fact, really is here, and it really has arrived this year. Red Sox are off to a decent start. Sopranos are on Sunday. Entourage. Boy, I tell you, 8 to 10 on HBO on Sunday nights. Can they get any better? Entourage for an hour. Sopranos at 9, even though Sopranos is pretty lame this year, but still better than a lot of the junk that's on. And then the marathon on Monday. All right, 617-266-6868. Toll free, 1-877-469-4322. We're talking about the situation in North Andover where they decided to pay the superintendent $187,000 because they fired him after he admitted he had been in a relationship with a special education secretary, gave her a 29% raise last year. So he was on the verge of being fired, and then they decided to pay him because he had threatened to sue them because he had a contract with them, which was pretty sizable. But as I had mentioned, there's a great editorial in this morning's Eagle Tribune where they talk about how they just, you know, that's not the time that you settle. That is not the time you cave when some stooge that you're about to fire decides to hold you up threatening to sue. 617-266-6868, toll-free, 1-877-469-4322. Diana in North Andover is on WRKO with John DePietro.
Hi, John.
Hi, Diana.
I was calling because I wanted to point out, having watched Harry Tunian and the school committee work for the past 3 years, or I'm not sure how much working was always going on, but the bigger issue beyond the affair is truly the fiscal mismanagement of the school finances over the past 3 years. And, you know, this is just one more act or step in a pattern of fiscal mismanagement that we've seen, you know, with the superintendent, say, producing budgets that don't match expenses or don't report expenses or use money from accounts that he's not supposed to use, well, and taking away from the kids' education.
I'm sure all of those are valid points, but you have to look at the reasoning where somebody on a school committee says, listen, this guy deserves to be fired, we're going to fire him, but he's probably going to sue us, and that's going to be a costly lawsuit, so we might as well just pay him $187,000 so he doesn't sue us. Think of the reasoning of that. When you're in the wrong, just the mere threat of a lawsuit, boom, look at the payday that this guy enjoyed, close to $200,000. I mean, that's the mindset of the people that are on a school committee. It doesn't matter whether it's in North Andover or where it is. There are certain times, boom, you draw a line in the sand. No, we are not, we're going to fight this. And I love the editorial in the Eagle Tribune. No, we are in the right, and we're going to fight this on principle. Andy and Drake is on WRKO with John DePietro.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andy.
There's a silver lining.
What's the silver lining?
Didn't you mention that his wife filed for divorce in December?
Apparently.
Well, she only get at least half.
What about the special education secretary, and what exactly is her special education?
I guess her goals are going to dig a sheep.
Special education secretary and gymnastics coach. By coincidence. What is that? That's all you need to know.
That's very funny.
Who's going to replace her? Deborah LaFave?
What I don't believe is that they don't have something written into the contract that if you violate a morals clause or whatever, that you forfeit pension and this, that, and everything else.
Do you really think it's an accident they don't have a morals clause in the contract? I mean, there's a very good reason why a lot of this stuff is left out. Jerry in Lexington's on WRKO with John DePietro.
John, I really agree with everything you say. It seems like all the time, so
thank
I don't
you,
want to just say ditto.
I've
sat across from you through the glass when a mutual friend of ours was giving almost the testimony what went on in Lexington.
Okay.
You may remember that day. And it's a combination of what the last caller said with your hitting the high point. So can your listeners imagine for a moment if the school committee had done, in this case, the right thing? What a message that would send
yep.
across the state of Massachusetts.
That's right.
What a message that would send to the kids.
Yep.
Think about that.
Right.
And but the ilk Within the school committee, something I just should say in one sentence is that these wine glasses of school committees, they jingle back and forth from town to town. Newton is a great town to associate with Brookline, they do, and Lexington. It's pretty much a single town. We are being asked in Lexington to pay $6 million more because of the automatic knee-jerk amen blessing that these strong school committees, strong in the sense it's very difficult to unseat them because you're in a, I don't know how to describe it, it's an association built on top of the American Association of Teachers, the union.
But Jerry, think of the mindset. People respect someone in a group on principle. And the principle, the main difference here is we're going to make a principle stand. This guy screwed up. We're going to fire him. He wants to threaten to sue us. So be it. But we're in the right. He's in the wrong. We're going to go forward. Let the chips fall where they may. Now what? You tell us, you know, the next move. But this is where we come out, because we're on the right. That's how you handle a situation like that. Let him back down. You want to take us to court? Great. We're going to put you on the witness stand. What's your next question? 617-266-6868. With troops on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan, and this type of weak need, completely just, oh, what a disgrace. Toll free, 1-877-469-4322. John in Concord's on WRKO with John DePietro.
Hey, John, how are you? Good morning.
Very good. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, good. You couldn't be more incorrect. And don't get me wrong, what you did was wrong, morally, ethically, all of that. But fiscally, for the town, it's a more inexpensive way and fiscally responsible manner to end this situation now. It could possibly cost them 10 times this amount of money. And the school committee's role is not to send a message to other school committees across the state. He did wrong, but that's the cheapest way out of it for the town.
Why were they firing him?
Well, morals, ethics, his wrong deeds.
All right, so it was proper that they were going to fire him?
Sure, absolutely.
Right, he's demanding money. But they are on solid ground, correct?
Correct.
Good. And so what? You know what? He wants his money. Let him take us to court. We'll even keep appealing it. Even if there's any type of payout, it would be years down the road. Too bad. You want your money, then you're going to fight us for it, and you're going to wait for it.
You know what? That's letting your emotions get in the way. It's not practical. The practical side of things is you don't know how much money you're going to end up spending. If you've ever been in court or seen anybody in court, you don't know what the outcome's going to be.
Hey, John, I have a question. What committee is this?
It's an elected committee.
No, it's the school committee.
That's right.
What message and what exactly are they in the business of? They're in the business of education. What message is this that would be sent that you're caving to a dirtbag thug like this?
No, that's not the message. The message is that they have a fiduciary responsibility.
You're wrong.
To save the time. No, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're letting
if
your
you had,
get
listen,
in the way. You're
every,
not practical.
No.
You don't have a reality check, pal.
I do.
You're no hat. No,
every,
you couldn't be further away.
You listen, I'll tell you, number one, I agree with the Eagle Tribune's assessment of this and their editorial. Number two, any small business guy or business owner that's listening to me and you right now, John, if someone steals from them, they would rather fight them in court and let them come and try to get it as opposed to caving from someone that stole from them. And that's what he did. He stole from them. So, see, you say, oh, well, you know, let's all be practical and reasonable. No, there are certain times that you go to the mat, and this
is
one
of
them.
No, this is one.
That's where we disagree.
You don't know, well, that's respectfully we can disagree, but you don't know how much it's going to cost you in the end. Because you can go to court and you can be dead right, and you could end up spending $10 million over 7 years. That is a ridiculous thing to fight something
right,
that you can have
now,
a finite amount of money.
Hold on. There's no way it's going to be $10 million. So let's at least keep this in a reasonable manner.
All right, $5 million.
There's no way it's going to be $5 million. When was the last time that there were legal bills of something dealing with any form of a school committee that it even exceeded $500,000 or $1 million?
I can't honestly tell you that, but
well,
I know
because there
I've
is
been
none.
In the court system,
John,
and I'm
because,
aware.
John, because there is none. Okay, this isn't a murder trial where the defense attorney wants $1 million, all right? So let's keep it reasonable. You said $10 million. It's not going to be $10
million. All right, $2 million.
It's not going to be $2 million. It's not even going to be half a million. The question comes down to, do you take a stand and fight on principle? And if the school, the education people are not willing to do that, who would then?
Well, I agree with you, but it's also a practical decision. They have a fiduciary responsibility. They spend a finite amount of money. The other side of things is that you don't know how much money you're going to spend. So I think it's a practical decision. We agree that he's wrong and he did wrong, but that's not the place to draw the line in the sand.
I disagree.
I disagree.
You
know, it's been great talking to you, and I'll let other people have a chat with you.
Thank you, John. I should have asked. I mean, it sounds like a connection to somebody in the school committee, but David in Boston's on WRKO with John DePietro.
Yes, John, I'm an attorney. You could fire this guy, and that's it. He'd never get back, and he'd lose in front of a jury.
Right.
And it would cost, to defend it, it would cost less than what they settled for.
Hmm. What about the last caller who was just saying, oh, it could be $10 million in legal fees?
Most of these towns have insurance. They have insurance, and with that, they can defend it for probably less, probably $200,000 or less.
David, as an attorney, how much would you have liked to represent the school committee and then get this guy on the stand?
Easy. It'd be easy. Any jury these days would find against him. He really has no defense.
Hey, David, hold on, because Debbie in Andover. Debbie, now you have a question, and your question is, what if you lose in court? Is that right?
Exactly. Now, what's that going to say to the kids if you lose in court? What did you just confirm, that everything that I did was okay?
I disagree. I'll let David answer
well,
that.
Of course not.
No, that is not what it says at all, Debbie.
You get this guy.
Then what does it say? What does that tell the kids? If you take it through the channels that you do, you take it to the mat because it's morally wrong, and then the government, the court, the jury
says,
it's not morally wrong, and here's $5 million.
Wait, where's this morally
it's not
wrong coming from?
$5 million. That's absurd.
Yeah.
You fire somebody when they have to pay legal fees out of their pocket. They're not going very far. You get this thing in federal court. Town can easily do that. They're not going far when he's off the public payroll. That's the point.
You know,
Mitt Romney should have figured out with Matt Amaral.
Hey, Debbie, where did you come up with this $5 million? I love the talking points that are being thrown out by the superintendent.
I mean, if you pay the man any amount of money, if he wins the lawsuit and you pay the man money for what he did, which was wrong, what does that tell the kids?
Hold on. All right.
You know, legal system, there's a chance he could win.
Debbie, let me ask you a question. So you think it's a better message to the kids to pay out under the fear of losing as opposed to doing the right thing, defending, taking a stand, and if for whatever reason you lose, you lose? You think that's the better message?
No, I don't. But you know,
well, then why would you say that?
Because what I think the kids are going to see is the man lost his job. I don't think they're going to see that he still got his pension.
He's getting $200,000.
I think all they're going to say is he lost his job.
You're wrong. You're wrong. He hit the lottery, $200,000. Thank you, David. 617. Wait, is this $5-10 million? When's the last time there were ever legal fees from a school committee firing that came out to that? Sounds like Harry got his talking points out to the right crowd. Toll free 1-877-469-4322. John DePietro, a lot more ahead. Stay with me.